Yeah.
So Norwegians are negatives and Finns just don't talk. Is that the thing?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, okay, good. So put them in a room together and you'll have a bunch of fun. Plus, going to start using VR headsets. Big clunky VR headsets for meetings and whatever.
I've got a VR headset. Yeah? Got a VR headset. I've got a.
How often do you use it?
Yeah, not very often. But you know, you realize that on your head and neck, it actually feels uncomfortable.
Ouch! So, my thing is, they're going to cost $3,200 or something like that. It's insane.
$3,500 minus Apple fees, so we're like $2,500 or so. I think the quality will be pretty, pretty impressive and be on a level which most people won't have seen yet.
In this episode, we'll continue with our predictions for 2024. We explore the dynamics of VR headsets, the ever-evolving nature of this technology, and the potential pitfalls of overhyped products. Join us for a lively discussion on the future of VR and whether Apple's Vision Pro will be a groundbreaking success or just another flashy tech product we leave on the shelf. Welcome to another episode filled with tech talk, skepticism, and a dash of Norwegian wit. Hello, everybody, and welcome to this next episode. For these episodes, we're going through our technology trend expectations for 2024. Last week, we covered Christian's zero trust trends, which is quite an interesting conversation. So this week, we're going to our new member, T'other Christian, or Christian Moan, with regard to his trends for 2024. What are you expecting, Christian?
I'm kind of going the other way around on this one. So instead of predicting something that will be big, I'm kind of going the other way and saying something's going to fail.
Wow. How positive.
Yeah, well, it's the Norwegian in me, I guess. I mean, we don't have sunlight or anything. We just have snow.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
So Norwegians are negatives and Finns just don't talk. Is that the thing?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, okay, good.
So put them in a room together and you'll have a bunch of fun.
Oh, no,
that's
right. Put an Englishman in there and he'll just whinge about everything as part of the process. So that's fine.
Well, the thing is, now in I guess in start of February, the Vision Pro. Yeah.
So this is the VR thingy, the headset.
The VR headset from Apple is going to hit the market, say, in the beginning of February.
Right. This year? I didn't know that. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They've done pre-orders now for a week or two or something like that. Mm-hmm. So I'm predicting that, well, they're going to sell out because it's an Apple product. And Apple does what Apple does, which is basically sell something and then not make enough of them to create a vacuum on demand.
You're pretty cynical. My word, Christian.
Oh, yeah. Right,
it's almost as if you've seen this before in the industry. I mean, that's
exactly. Mm. Yeah. So they're going to get a lot of buzz around it. They're going to get a lot of media about it. Oh, it's sold out there. But I mean, do we really think that people are going to start using VR headsets? Really? Big clunky VR headsets meetings and whatever.
I've got a VR headset. Yeah? I've got a VR headset. I've got a.
How often do you use it?
Yeah, not very often. No.
Exactly.
No, but I do like having a VR headset.
It's really awesome. It looks good. Well, not while you're wearing it, but it looks good when you use it.
You can see less of my face, so it's got to be an improvement. So yeah.
Yeah, exactly. How good would we look if all three of us were wearing VR headsets right now to see the
I wish I'd known. I could have brought it in, but no, I've got a Quest 2, and I was an early adopter as well. I suppose I went with an Oculus Rift when they first came out because I don't know how your experience is with this sort of stuff, Christian, but VR wise, I remember there was a business in the UK that was bought by Nintendo, I think, or maybe Sega, called Virtuality many years ago. And they did arcade games whereby you wore a big whopping grey headset and you stood inside a big plastic ring so you couldn't fall out of it while you're wearing a big headset. And you sort of fought tank battles similar to Battlezone. And I've loved virtual reality since that point. But But yeah, but I'm also a grown-up, so I don't walk around with a VR headset on a regular basis. So, but yeah, but I do quite like virtual reality.
I'm pretty sure one of the reasons why you don't see photos of Tim Cook wearing the Vision Pro is because it basically looks stupid, right? Mm-hmm. And that would become an internet meme on day one if they had the XX at Apple running around with those headsets on. So my thing is, they're going to cost $3,200 or something like that.
What?
It's insane.
Hold on. An Oculus Quest costs 350 quid.
Yeah.
So they're 10 times the amount of money?
Yeah, it's Apple. Okay, I'm recording everything here on my MacBook, and I love Apple products. I don't have an iPhone. I've done exclusively Mac stuff for the last 15 years. I haven't had a Windows desktop in 15 years. And Apple has done this before. They've created markets before. I mean, they created the smartphone market with the iPhone. Mm-hmm. No one thought a tablet was a good idea until the iPad came around, right? Pretty much.
Yeah.
Well, no one used them. But I don't think that this Vision Pro thing is going to take off in any way, shape, or form. Nerd goggles look like nerd goggles. I mean, I don't know what to say about it. I don't believe that's going to be a thing, even though they're going to be released now in February. There's going to be hype about it. I don't think they're going to sell many of them. Like your Quest, it's going to be stuck in a drawer somewhere for those who buy them.
Okay. Have they failed on anything else? Okay. Let's think about Apple for a second. Have they failed on anything else? Yep. Is there anything else they've released where it just didn't work? And there's got to be. Besides the Newton, yeah, of course. But let's not go there. Newton that's pre-jobs, so that's all right.
Yeah, the HomePod hasn't really taken off.
No, that's very true. HomePod, but that's because they came to, they weren't first to market with that. They were second, weren't they? Because
they were never first in market.
Yeah, they weren't. So they nope. copied Alexa, was it? I suppose at that point, or various other
Cortana. HomePods.
Yeah.
So
yeah. As I said, they've created markets before. I'm sure they're trying to do it again, but I don't think this iteration of it will be the one that succeeds. I've tried the Google Glass when they were new and hot.
I was going to say.
Which was pretty stupid as well. But yeah, now that I'm wearing glasses because I'm an old guy after all, I might have used them now. But yeah.
Yeah. No, I got to say, actually, when Google Glass first came out, VR's, I think there's a big difference between VR and augmented reality, I suppose. And I think that's the challenge, isn't it? Is VR is essentially an environment whereby they're deliberately trying to put you into a situation whereby you don't believe the outside world exists. You are entirely within the world that is presented by VR, and your body, it's quite fascinating, really, is how much your body accepts that. You know, you can give it completely unrealistic images, and it completely adopts them as being fact. It's very bizarre at a very base level. But augmented reality is about adjusting your life based upon sort of inputs from something else. Google Glasses, I remember the advert for Google Glass was fantastic, and I loved that. The idea that it could tell you that you were just about to walk down some stairs for your tube, but that tube had closed, and then said, well, why don't you walk around this corner over here, and then and there's another tube that isn't closed. You know, stuff like that. But I don't know. Was it ever like that, or was it just clunky and weird? As you've tried them, I've never tried a pair.
No, it was. I mean, there wasn't much use of them. It was kind of funny for 5 minutes, and then kind of disappeared on you. What's the point? But we're seeing that now. Ray-Ban just released their Meta smart glasses as well. So if you want a recording device that you can wear in your head and film everyone around you without them knowing, that's a good thing.
There's a light turning on. There is a light turning on when you record.
Yeah, well, I mean, it brings new kind of
glasses. That's great.
Yeah, that's brilliant, right? So I'm not saying that augmented reality might not. That's probably going to be a thing at some point. Be it in your car or whatever, it might even be your glasses, but that's kind of the spooky thing with those Ray-Ban glasses, where you can record people. But doing augmented things on a display or in your car's dashboard or whatever makes sense. Wearing that kind of big VR headset to immerse yourself into the metaverse or whatever you want to call it. It's an antisocial kind of thing that I don't think will actually be anything other than some cool tech, which it is.
Yeah. I mean, but I do not see the sort of, do you not think the training element of it? I think that's what they're pushing it, not as a Meta Quest, let's say, for example, is a gaming device. It's a console that you wear on your head and you play games essentially by yourself. But then again, that's what most people do in their rooms anyway, play games by themselves. They don't sit in a room with, but like we probably did back in the day, with loads of machines set up together and play networking games together. We all do it online, don't we, really?
Actually the first time I tried virtual reality was at a LAN party in Norway called the Gathering in 1993. So that's the first time I actually tried a VR headset.
Nice.
It's not... So, yeah. So that was... we were 3,000 people with our own computers in a basketball hall in Norway, which was a lot of fun.
Wow, yeah. I know. I bet that was a lot of fun. Jeez, H.
Yeah. Right. I've kind of grown out of it, I think, now, though. But yeah.
Yeah, but do we grow out of it, or do the toys just get more expensive? Christian Lehrer, what do you think?
No comment on that. I still have an Xbox One in the house, so we're trying to be reasonable there. But I think there was one thing that you mentioned, Tony. The Meta Quest, you said, is a gaming device.
Yeah.
But even Meta is now changing their narrative to be more productive, to be a productivity tool. And that's exactly what Apple is also doing. Mm. And we have a Meta Quest 3. Here at home, it's not mine, but I was allowed to test it.
Test it with? What's it called? What's the sword fighting beat one? I can't think what it's called. Anyway,
yeah, that's Beat what
Saber.
Was.
Did you test it with Beat
that,
Saber?
That is not yet, okay. But that's on the list. But what I did do is I was testing remote desktop.
Oh, interesting. Yes.
And that was really interesting because as the Apple thing will also do, it has this mixed reality mode where you can have some kind of place where you get your reality into your vision. So I was sitting somewhere in the universe with three or four large desktops or screens, basically, seeing my notebook, my keyboard, and I could work there. And that was pretty impressive, to be honest. I'm not saying that I would use this every day, but I can totally see that using it when I'm in a hotel somewhere, for example, where I normally only have my small screen or maybe a tablet as a second one or so. But having those three large screens, for example, that was really impressive. And the quality was really, really good. And this is a €500 device. Now, when we go to Apple, $3,500 minus Apple fees. So we're like $2,500 or so. I think the quality will be pretty, pretty impressive and be on a level which most people won't have seen yet.
Yeah, that'll be interesting to see. I'm fascinated to see what they can actually, because there's a limit to how much you can get resolution-wise. How small can you get an LED dot? That's what it comes down to. That's the challenge.
And also the usability. So even with the Meta thing, I find it fascinating how good the hand recognition is compared, for example, to the HoloLens. I had a HoloLens, 7 years ago or so, closely after it came out. I had it over a weekend at home. It was so impressive, really, but nothing came out of it in a personal way, so to say. Even the hand tracking for the Meta is so good. I'm really interested to see how Apple is doing it, because what they normally do is they come late to a market, but normally they try to understand the market before and what is needed. And I think what also separates them from many other companies, especially Google, they have the stamina to go with things like the Apple Watch. At first wasn't a fitness device, right? It was some kind of fancy Gucci tralala super fashion device thing.
I'm so Gucci.
But now it's pretty common to have an Apple Watch, and all the others are struggling. Huawei is struggling to do a great watch compared in success, not on a technical side, but from a success level. So even Samsung is struggling there. So Apple has the stamina to stay in a market for a long time, and they can afford to wait for the one thing that will then be the Kickstarter for a technology. Yeah.
And VR's been around for a while now, so it's not a new technology anymore. But no. I do agree, it's still waiting for the killer app, isn't it? There's a mobile phone, I suppose. What was the killer app on an iPhone apart from the interface?
The internet, I think, was
the internet. Thing. Yeah, maybe getting your emails.
The natural interface, pinch and zoom, and then you suddenly could use the real internet and not only some WAP sites or stuff like that.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. And the camera built in, which was pretty good. You could edit
exactly. So yeah, I'd be really interested to see. There are a lot of things coming below the $3,000 market, so we'll see. Pretty interesting.
Yeah, that's kind of my thing. I'm not saying that VR is dead and it's not going to be a thing. But I'm saying that the Vision Pro in its first iteration isn't going to be a mass market device, which basically the price says that it won't be anyway. But of course, if you end up with a smaller kind of, not footprint, but headprint, kind of device where you put your screen on like some glasses or something like that, and you use that as your screen for your Mac or Windows PC or iPad or whatever, and use it to remote work that way, for instance, that's a good use case. Like you said, in your hotel room, right? You can do your job without having to connect something to the TV screen or use a small laptop screen or whatever, and you have a full 4K times two kind of vision directly on your retina. That makes sense, right? But there's a far cry from that and wearing basically an Apple branded helmet, which looks like you're about to go scuba diving in a pool, right? It's got to go from that kind of Vision Pro thing to something leaner and more easily accessible.
But you have to do the first step. You have to do the first step that and get the reaction and results, your measurings and so on.
So my prediction is more that this current one that's going to be make a splash in the media and look at the VR thing, that's not going to be a successful product. There might be one down the line based off this. But this one, nope. That's not going
to
happen.
What we've done so far is we've essentially tried to get smaller and smaller displays, and that's the reason the headset's so big, isn't it? Because we're essentially taking a screen like that, and then we've managed to get it down to that size with the same resolution, now down to that size with the same resolution, now down to that size with the same resolution. But you're still having to stick one of those on each eye and put a big lens in front of it to make it fit. The Google Glass went a different direction, whereby it actually projected against your retina, so it had a little projector instead. So what do you think the future is? If we can't wear a helmet, because of the fact that it makes life very difficult, and because you're holding all the weight as well. I mean, that's something that you do know. If you play VR for an hour, then you know, you realize that on your head and neck, it actually feels uncomfortable.
Ouch.
Especially if you're moving around. Back to Beat Saber. Recommend Beat Saber, by the way. Good game. The actual activity of wearing the headset is slightly uncomfortable. But when we get to the stage whereby we're all wearing these things anyway these days, me and you, Christian, at least.
Me also, but I didn't put it on.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Should we be getting to the stage whereby we're projecting inside instead rather than trying to display everything in front of our eyes so we look at it? Or are we talking science fiction?
We're going the Elon Musk route with the Neuralink and just plug it in.
Wow, just the Matrix. Does it have to have a big spike on the end? I felt that looked a little bit, you know, as a user interface, it didn't look great.
What was that movie where they had that thing which connected to your spine?
Well, the Matrix, you went into the back of your head.
Was it? Mm-hmm. No, it wasn't. I don't know. I think will be interesting to see because when you took a look at the CES this year, the transparent displays were a large thing.
Oh, really? And
also pretty cool.
And they look awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
and
oh.
Why couldn't that transparent display be such sized?
Okay. So this is what? A display when you turn it off, you can see straight through it? Or,
yeah, exactly.
But you can choose the level of transparency one assumes?
As you like.
Wow.
There are different vendors who brought them up. Never saw one in person, but the video footage of the CES was really looking great. And why couldn't that be a step into our nerd goggles and not the nerd helmet?
Nerd goggles. Okay, well, I think we're back to Dungeons & Dragons again, though, aren't we, really?
No, but that would be interesting. And when we take a look at what our watches do nowadays, you can run Google or Apple Maps on it. When you walk through a city you don't know, you can hold up your phone. You will have that augment information being displayed on the phone. Why shouldn't that be on your screen directly in your eye while walking around that?
Yeah, we're going full Minority Report kind of display here. But that might actually be a thing because the cynic in me again kind of awakens and say, okay, that's a way for Google and Apple and whatever to basically bombard you with ads directly in your
Minority Report, yeah.
So basically that's where the funding will come from. So that might actually happen.
Well,
right?
Welcome, Mr. Yamamoto. Ads,
yeah. So as long as you can have something ad-driven like that, it might actually happen, right? Because that's what we're seeing from time to, over and over again.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, no, exactly.
If it's free.
It's free. It's therefore it's not free. Therefore, you're paying with it in another way.
Yeah.
And I think to a certain extent, we've got to accept that. That is the way life is. If we want free stuff, then we have to accept the fact that we provide some personal data to be able to pay for it.
Yeah.
But, you know, hopefully not an
And to be honest, nowadays, if you are in any group of people, somebody is right now recording what you're doing. People are recording everything. They're doing their Insta Reels and TikToks and everything, doing their personal documentation, which is then uploaded to a cloud system and so on. So I think the outcry wouldn't be that large nowadays, as it is, for example, with the Meta Ray-Bans. You don't hear anything about it in the broader media. With Google Glass, it was, everybody's recording all the time. Now, changed. Changed. We are getting used to being recorded everywhere. I think that would help the next iteration of it. But Google doesn't have the stamina to do a thing for more than 2 years, I have to feel.
Yeah, no, exactly.
No, it never gets out of beta. And then it gets discontinued at some point.
What was the console thing I jumped in on when that started off? The one where you
Stadia.
Yeah, I had a Stadia controller and what have you, but they've essentially refunded it all. They sort of said, "Well, we'll give it a go." Tried it for a bit. Not many people played it, therefore they just gave everybody their money back.
So crazy!
Wow, massive! They've just got so much money; it doesn't really matter. I don't suppose I can't imagine Apple giving you the headset and saying, having your money back. It's not really a very Apple thing to do, but at the end of the day, from a technology perspective, I think it is quite interesting.
Did you update your Stadia controller to run on Bluetooth? I think you still have a window to do that.
Okay, why?
Because now, as the moment, I think it's useless, right? But you can do a software update, and then you can use it as a Bluetooth controller, as far as I know.
Oh, okay, interesting.
Take a look.
All right, I'll have a look. Okay. I could use it. So I could use it with a PC, couldn't I, if I wanted to use it as a controller?
Or you with your Meta Quest 2.
Oh,
I don't know if that has Bluetooth.
Or your Apple TV.
Or your Apple TV, whatever.
Your Apple TV. Mm. You're assuming I've got all these things. Okay, maybe I have got all these
we
things.
We know you.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Cool. Okay.
We'll have to do a show on home automation at one point. So
that one will only bring up my long to-do list.
or we'll bring up a show whereby it's how many pieces of technology do we actually own? We can cover a fair bit of time with that, I think.
No. Jeez, let's not do that.
Right. So summing up then, with regard to Do you agree with Christian Moen with regard to the this new Apple VR headset? Will it be a success, Christian Lehrer?
Hard to say. It won't be that large, dreamy, super success that many people might be thinking about. But Apple will be restricting, or maybe they are restricted in a production-wise, I don't know. And I think it's a first step, and it's a huge, huge player going into that market, a huge player with a lot of money. So I think they are playing the long game here. So let's see.
Oh, that's... Are you getting splinters from sitting on the fence that much? I mean, that's... the yeah, okay, I think from my perspective, obviously, Christian, we've got your thoughts on it anyway. So I think from my point of view, I still think, yeah, I think you're kind of right in the fact that I think it's way too expensive, especially when there are decent competitors. MetaQuest 3 has been released since and is a solid product. And it's 1/10 of the price or so, you know, maybe £500. So, and that is quite an expensive console in its own right. So I think you're right. I don't think it's going to be a huge success, but I do think it is still waiting for the killer app that will make or break that style of technology. So I quite like VR, but you're right. It is kind of one of those things that I don't really use very often. So yeah, I'm with you on this one, I think.
Yeah, as I said, I don't think that product will be the kind of killer VR thing, but it might be down the line, as my name brother mentions here as well. It's an iterative first step and might get smaller, better, more usable down the line. But this version released now, nah, not going to happen.
Nice. Great. Thanks very much. That's been a really interesting discussion.